Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Did you know that in our nation's capital, unborn children daily are subjected to terribly painful deaths, even during the 6th and 7th months of pregnancy, or even later? Did you know that these practices are perfectly legal? Because in the District of Columbia, abortion is now legal at any point in pregnancy, for any reason, as long as someone is willing to pay the abortionist for the gruesome service. Our nation was created when the original group of sovereign states came together and formed a federated republic. Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution established that the national seat of government would be placed forever not within any state, but in a special federal district, and that the Congress would exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district. In other words, our nation's capital city was to be governed directly by the elected representatives from throughout the nation. This means, of course, that our congressional representatives, and ultimately we who elect them, are responsible for the policies that govern our nation's capital city. So then, what would the framers of our Constitution say if they returned today and learned to their horror that well-developed unborn babies are legally being put to death in terrible pain, virtually within the shadow of the U.S. Capitol? One abortion clinic, situated not far from the Capitol Mall and the White House, openly advertises abortion on demand up to the beginning of the 7th month of pregnancy. This abortion facility mentions the method used for its late abortions, dilatation and evacuation, also known as dilation and evacuation, or DNE, in which the abortionist uses forceps to dismember using brute manual force. The baby is alive, of course, at the beginning of this abortion, and no doubt the baby certainly experiences excruciating pain. We've talked many times on Pro-Life Perspective about the wave of states enacting the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which prohibits abortion after the point at which the unborn child feels pain. 5 states already have the law in place, and more states are working to pass it as we speak. But what about here in the nation's capital? In late January, with the strong support of National Right to Life, the District of Columbia Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, Bill Number H.R. 3803, was introduced in the House of Representatives. In this bill, Congress would declare that at least by 20 weeks after fertilization, an unborn child has the capacity to experience pain. And on that basis, the bill would prohibit abortions within Washington, D.C., except when acute physical problems endanger the life of the mother, from that point on. Already, the bill is coming under fierce attack from pro-abortion forces and in the news media. We need your help to push forward quickly in the face of these attacks, which will only grow more intense. We need to combat the smokescreens of misinformation and misleading rhetoric that the well-funded abortion industry and its many allies in the liberal news media will generate as the debate heats up on this issue. How can you help? First, you can donate to National Right to Life, which will help us educate the public and federal lawmakers about the capacity of unborn children to experience pain when they are killed, and about the urgent need for this legislation. Next, be sure to visit our Legislative Action Center and send a message to your representative. Ask them to co-sponsor the bill and urge quick action on the District of Columbia Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. We've provided a draft message that you can customize. After that, encourage your family, friends, and neighbors to take action as well. Working together, we can say enough is enough to the abortion industry, and we can protect more unborn children from abortion. As always, we've provided resource links at prolifeperspective.com that provide you more information about unborn pain and the DC Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.